I mean, you mentioned Anna, and I kept wondering, I mean, you were sharing a flat with her and Jamie at the time. How did she cope with the fallout? Because it's very much, obviously, and understandably, your story in the book, but it must have taken a toll on her. And how does she deal with it?
Sure. Anna was having to come to terms with this just as much as I was. You know, really, she was learning to live the rest of her life with the disability. And yet, ironically, not receiving any of the attention that I was getting. So, you know, it was just as hard for her. And I think I knew at the time that I had to be, you know, strong for her in just as much the same way as she had to be strong for me. You know, and there were days when she'd be the shoulder for me to cry on, and then there were other days when I'd be the shoulder for her to cry on. And, you know, we really relied on each other a lot, and it certainly brought us even closer together. So, yeah, I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for her. And, you know, having that support is crucial, really, in anything that you're trying to achieve.
You can tell from the tone of your voice how much that support must have meant for you. The book ends with you, more than a decade ago now, marrying Anna, amazingly, you know, running the London Marathon, revisiting the Alps. From what I've been reading, it hasn't ended there. You've gone on to even more incredible challenges.
Well, I've certainly not stood still in the intervening 10 years. I think I'm very much motivated by challenge. You know, that's something that really came out through my the whole experience and through my rehabilitation, was how motivating and enriching an experience setting yourself challenges can be. So I've gone on to do lots of things. I've done plenty more marathons and climbed a lot of mountains, climbed Kilimanjaro as part of an all-disabled expedition, which was, you know, a unique experience. Sailed across the North Sea, have done an Ironman triathlon, and, you know, plenty of other challenges too. But by far the biggest of those challenges of all was having my kids. Anna and I have been extremely lucky to have three healthy children, and, you know, that's the icing on the cake, really. That's the challenge to cap them all for me. I just bringing up three normal, healthy kids. Climbing mountains without hands and feet is easy compared to that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wondered if you were going to put your children at the top of the list, and I can completely understand why. Your motto, reading your website, is that nothing's impossible, and you say that our greatest limitations are the ones we impose on ourselves. What's your advice to anybody, you know, in a difficult situation at the moment, or who's looking to take on a challenge?
Well, just what I say, that, you know, the greatest limitations are the ones that we impose upon ourselves. You know, I really believe that all the challenges we face in life are 95% mental challenges, and only 5% other factors. So for me, not having any hands and feet isn't, you know, a particularly big deal. You know, as long as I can keep mentally motivated, that's all that really matters. And I think that's the same in almost any challenge that we face. But having that mental strength is often easier said than done. We need to rely on each other, to help each other, to really make the most of the potential that we all have.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. And you'll be talking at Buxton Opera House on Sunday the 17th of June at 7:30.
That's right.
Copies of your book are available from your website. It's jamieandrew.com, isn't it? Have I got that right?
That's right, yes. Brilliant. And hopefully I'll have a pile of books with me on the night as well, if anyone wants to get one then.
Brilliant. Well, I can thoroughly recommend it. Honestly, Jamie, I couldn't put it down. It was such a great read.
Good.
Really, really highly recommend it. And
thank you
again. You've been listening to a Heeson Events podcast, speakers, films and events for adventurous spirits and minds. For more information on our events and podcast series, visit heeson.net.